So we're up to the fourth mitzvah, hu shetzivanu la'amin yiratoi talev leipachen mimenu. That's the mitzvah to believe in his fear, so to speak, and to be scared of it. Ve'lo niye kikufrim ha'olchim b'shirut libam u vikrei. This is cut off. We shouldn't be like those apostates who do whatever they want. But we should always have that fear that he could punish us. That's what the verse says. You have a mitzvah to fear Hashem. And the Gemara says, Amru al derech vikuach b'omro v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat v'amar piresh dechtiv asher nikvu b'shemot. The Talmud says, it says in the Torah, Nokev Shem Hashem Mot Yumat. The Talmud says, what does it mean? He who says out Hashem's name. The warning is that Hashem Lokech Atira. Rotze lomar, Ulai Amruv Nokev Shem Hashem Usheyazkir Hashem Levad Mibilti Sheyvarech. So the Talmud says, maybe when it says Nokev Shem Hashem, all it means is, if you mention Hashem's name without a blessing, it says, if someone is Nokev Shem Hashem, what does the word Nokev mean? To spell out Hashem's name, he gets a death penalty. So the Talmud offers, does that mean if you said Hashem's name in vain, one gets a death penalty? So the Talmud says, okay, so what sin is there in mentioning Hashem's name in vain? That's the sin that you're not, he wasn't fearful of Hashem, he just said Hashem's name in vain. So the Talmud says no. When it says Nokev Shem Hashem, it doesn't mean just to spell out Hashem's name. You're right. There's a biblical commandment to fear Hashem. But what does a person get the death penalty for? Blasphemy. What does it mean, blasphemy? So biblically, the idea of blasphemy is that one uses Hashem's name in order to bless Hashem. I'm saying it in a nice way. So let's say if Hashem's name were Yossi, he would say, let Yossi hit Yossi. That's the way the Gemara describes it. Blasphemy, according to the Talmud, is that he uses Hashem's name for the blasphemy. So instead of saying Hashem's name, we say Yossi. And he would say, let Yossi hit Yossi. Let Yossi curse Yossi. Let Yossi destroy Yossi. That's called blasphemy. So that's what the verse prohibits. But there's our prohibition, we infer from it, from the to and fro of the Gemara, the prohibition to fear Hashem is still a weighty one. So the Talmud then says, this warning is said in proactive form. It says, fear Hashem. That's not a warning. That's an asay. So we have that's the fourth mitzvah asay, to fear Hashem. So the Rambam says the fourth mitzvah is to fear Hashem. It's a positive commandment. It's an asay. And the Gemara had a thought maybe about this. They give the death penalty. The Gemara said no. The death penalty is for blasphemy. But what we do infer from that Gemara is that this is nonetheless a biblical prohibition or a biblical commandment to fear Hashem.